morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
In this week's latest crop progress report out Monday from the USDA, data shows corn and soybeans and cotton all well into their different growing stages, now being reported throughout the three-state region we cover on this program. Corn condition across the plains ranges from 56% good to excellent in Kansas to 69% good to excellent in Texas. Nationally, corn's condition is rated 61% good to excellent, down one from a week ago, and unchanged in the fair category at 26% and up one at 13% poor to very poor. In Oklahoma, corn silking has reached 76%, down 7 points from the previous year and down 10 points from normal, while corn dough reached 30%. That's up 5 points from the previous year, but down 11 points from normal. In Kansas, corn silking was 83%, behind 91 last year and the 5-year average of 88. Dough was 31%, near 30 last year, but behind 38 the average. And in Texas, corn silking was 95% complete, on par with last year and ahead of the average by 2. Corn dough is rated 62% complete, trailing last year by 5 and the average by 9. Soybeans are 90% emerged in Oklahoma this week, down 8 points from normal, while blooming in the state reached 40%, up 5 points from normal, and setting pods has reached 22%, up 8 points from the previous year and 13 points up from normal. Meanwhile, in Kansas, soybeans blooming was 73% ahead of 67 last year and 63 the average, and setting pods this week is 27% near 28 last year and 23 the average. Nationally, the U.S. soybean condition is rated at 59%, good to excellent, up 2 points from a week ago, down 1 though at 28% fair, and improving by 1 point at 13% poor to very poor. In cotton country, Oklahoma's cotton squaring has reached 89%. That's up 14 points from the previous year and up 12 points from normal. Cotton setting bowls in Oklahoma reached 25%, down 4 points from the previous year and down 9 points from normal. The Kansas crop is also squaring at 60%, near 62 last year and behind 69 the average. Setting bowls was 21%, near 17 last year and equal to the average. And that's compared to Texas, where cotton squaring is now 83% complete, compared to 70 a week ago. Cotton setting bowls in Texas is rated at 33% complete, compared to 26 last week. Pasture and rangeland conditions, though, have decreased slightly once again this week. In Oklahoma, pasture and range is rated this week at 85% good to fair. In Kansas, it's rated 84% good to fair. And in Texas, pasture and range conditions topping off at 36% good to excellent, 42% fair, and 22% poor to very poor. You can check out the entire crop progress reports from these three states or for the U.S. entirely on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.